Guys, what is going on? John Anthony here, Chair Shot Sports. Wow. That is the only expression I have for you right now following NXT Vengeance Day. Wow. What a PLE that NXT put on tonight. Wow. Unbelievable. From start to finish, just an amazing, amazing, amazing night. Let's just start from the top. Let's walk through it. Let's talk about it. Let's get all the emotions out. Kicking off, obviously, it's awesome to see Wade Barrett back. Wade Barrett joins Vic Joseph at the commentary booth in the beginning to kick it off for the Dusty Rhodes Classic. Amazing. Great to see Wade back. And that's just the tip of the iceberg to light the fuse. Obviously, it's Wolf Dogs versus Trick Mellow Gang. I think an amazing match. These all four competitors in this match are awesome. All four deserve to be at the main level. Obviously, three of the four are going up to the top. Corbin has agreed, obviously, to be back in NXT, but he's doing an amazing job mentoring and coaching some of these guys that are down there learning the ropes and learning the tricks of the trade, no pun intended, to go up to the main roster. The dueling bike entrances, I messed with it. It was awesome. I really like that these guys got on the same page with the wolf dogs. I like that. That was awesome. Braun is just totally built for the main roster. I mean, this guy is hitting moves just like you would see any of these guys hitting on Raw, SmackDown. Just an amazing freakish athlete, just like his uncle. Just like his old man. Amazing to see, and it's going to be great to see the things that Braun can do on the main roster in the coming weeks, coming months, and coming years as a young talent. It was awesome back and forth. Great finish. A lot of false finishes. One twos. I liked the spear getting hit by Braun. Obviously, Trick getting pulled out, and then Mello taking that pin. I think that needed to happen. Obviously, setting up for the match of the night, which we'll get to in a little bit. That definitely needed to happen. 1, 2, 3. Corbin and Braun get the pin. They are the Dusty Rhodes Classic champions, and down the road, they will get themselves an NXT Tag Team Championship match. So awesome way to kick off Vengeance Day. Great match, great energy, great way to kick off the crowd. Moving into that is the Dijak versus Joe Gacy match. First of all, let me tell you, Joe Gacy is definitely one of these guys who is taking lemons and just making lemonade with it. There's obviously with Schism gone, with the Grizzled Young Veterans leaving and going, leaving town out of their contract, not liking what they were into. Ava clearly wasn't just ready for to be on in that main stage, on the mic, in the ring. So making her the GM, as I've said before on Twitter and I've said on her podcast, I think she's an amazing touch for GM to give her that time for talking, getting into talking with other individuals, having her on camera and working on either in-ring performance as well, along with the mic work that goes along with it. So Joe Gacy, clearly he's the odd man out. There's nothing left for him. And this, it's almost like I want to compare it to it's a hybrid of a Psycho Sid and a Brian Pillman, almost a hybrid of what he's doing every week on the showcase, on the sitcom. It's wild what he's doing. And it's like, you can tell he's just coming up with this off the cuff, whatever he can do to stay relevant and be on TV. Obviously it's done enough. Him and Dijak have crossed paths more than once. So finally, let's put him in a match. Let's get him in the ring. Let's see what he can do. Let's see how he reacts with the crowd. I definitely, definitely like the entrance that Gacy has. The laughing, almost Joker-style-esque, going back into the old school Schism entrance of him coming out with the masks. I love it. Love it. I'm with it. Dijak, huge fan. He's a local guy. I'm up here in the Northeast. He's literally from Worcester, Mass. So obviously pulling for this guy. I've seen him locally, also seen him in the two PLEs that I've been for and I've been to with NXT. I've gotten a chance to see him, watch him perform. The guy is amazing, amazing in-ring talent. We shared on Twitter probably a couple weeks ago about him kind of being, whether it be kayfabe or not, kind of just shooting out about him having to worry about, other talent taking his spots and doing other things like that, and him wanting his shot. I think that's a good piece for him. And I think if you get the chains off of him and let him loose, he's definitely someone that can definitely do a lot of things for the NXT brand. And whether you put him on Raw or SmackDown, he can definitely do a lot of things for whatever product he ends up on. So with that being said, great match. It was a great match. The weapons all around, I liked it. It was a nice hardcore feel to it, almost an Extreme Rules match kind of thing. I like Gacy getting, you know, covered with a trash can, coming at Dijak, knocking him out. I just like the whole dichotomy of everything being used, even Dijak throwing out some toy soldiers, like being the cute little crazy guy and kind of putting soldiers out to help him out and putting Dijak through that table was amazing. Yeah, it was great back and forth. It was a great win. I had Gacy going over in this. Dijak won that. I think he needed this moving into Stand and Deliver. I think 2024 in the NXT form, you know, or in the, I'm sorry, in the NXT realm in 2024, I think you're going to see him be kind of step up as more of these guys move up. You see the Bron Breakers, Trick. You see Melo move up. You see all these guys kind of elevate themselves to the main roster. I think you're going to see a lot more of Dijak. And probably, and I would, if I had to guess, if I had to throw a prediction out right now on here, I would say probably before, I'm not sure what they're going to, how they're going to line their things up. I know Battleground, I think, is in May, they said. Probably before the SummerSlam part of the year, which is their, what, Bash at the Beach, or their Great American Bash toward the end of the summer. I kind of see Dijak probably carrying the belt toward the latter part of the year, moving into probably Deadline in the new year. If not defending it there, definitely getting a challenger from there and probably moving to Vengeance Day, defending that title. So that's where I see that happening. A good six-man tag, traditional, good to have, good time filler, good space for both teams to kind of feel out and get acclimated with each other. OTM and the family. I like the fact that the family snuck up on OTM when they were in the ring. Just an all-around good six-man tag. I mean, there's nothing more you can call it. Obviously, they didn't really have a spot. Obviously, this was a filler match to get the NXT tag team titles over to Stand Deliver, to have them defended there. I'm guessing against OTM, unless something comes up and there's another tag team that kind of pops up and makes themselves known. Axiom and Frazier are low-key making a very big claim for going for the NXT championships. Tag team championships, I should say. I like the team. I like them. The dichotomy of the fast, the speed, you know, the aerial assaults. I think they're an awesome team. They're great, great, great put together. But obviously, this is just a filler. They didn't want to have the titles defended on this pay-per-view. So they went ahead and just threw them in a six-man tag. Obviously, good for the Don to hit the forget about it. 1, 2, 3, boom, call it a day. The family needed to go over here, get that momentum, build that into going to Stand Deliver. So excited for that. Excited to see who comes out of that. I'm sure Roadblock will probably be the ones who have maybe a four-team, you know, tag team match to decide who goes on to Stand Deliver. But it's either probably be OTM or a Frazier Axiom team that's going to be facing them off. We got our first title match of the night. Roxanne versus Lyra. This match was amazing. Amazing. The fact that halfway through they throw Lola Vice in, cashing in NXT's form of Money in the Bank with the NXT Breakouts contract. Loved it. Absolutely loved it. Did not see this coming. I would have not guessed this in a million years that this was the night that she was going to do this. I was thinking more Stand Deliver. But I like the fact that they brought her out for Vengeance Day. And it's good, too. It's obviously going to build a very good feud between Roxanne and Lola. Maybe having them go all the way to Stand Deliver with that. I don't know exactly who will jump up for Lyra. Maybe a three-way dance. Maybe a four-way dance. Maybe someone else gets involved. Maybe Nikita gets involved. But it's going to be interesting. I definitely liked it. NXT, I've said it before, I've said it again, I've said it on here, I've said it on Twitter, on our social medias, NXT cooks. Sean is just such a great booker, and the other guy, and the producers that he has at that level, helping him out, booking these matches and putting these together is simply amazing. This match was awesome. This is almost a WWE caliber match with this interjection of a third person going in. Amazing. Loved it. You know, with Paxley interfering as well. Obviously, you know, Lila hitting the Nightwish, getting the 1-2-3 was great. But the Paxley, you know, factor of it as well is awesome. And I think she's going to play a big part down the road of what happens. Maybe her and Lila kind of facing off against each other at some point, with her costing her an opportunity. Excited for that as well. So that's going to be really good. I'm excited for that. I'm excited. Definitely excited for that. And then we went into the Oba Dragon Lee NXT Championship match. This is a no-brainer. I mean, if you ask me, you want to go all the way back to when it ended up being. I was over at Deadline. I got to be there personally. It was awesome. Down in Bridgeport, Connecticut, with Wesley going out and having Dragon Lee step in. It was almost, and when Dragon Lee won, you obviously knew that Wesley was supposed to win that belt back and get that belt and take it off of Dom, have Dom go back up to the main roster and focus on the run for WrestleMania with the Royal Rumble. Obviously, Dom was supposed to have a run with, you know, Brock Lesnar. Obviously, Brock is no longer in the creative plans, in the shuffle for the long term, for the foreseeable future. So I think WWE did an awesome job of kind of putting it together on the fly, if you will, getting it on Dragon Lee, and then getting it on Oba. Oba's an awesome guy, awesome champion. I mean, the guy, he's only been doing this probably professionally for maybe 6 months. 6 months total, 3 months live on, you know, doing it on TV through the breakout tournament. He's done an amazing job. I like the look. I like the feel. He definitely takes, you know, does the crowd pandering, does an amazing job. Does a great job of selling. I was saying, the other couple of guys we were watching, this was the match where Sean went out and said, okay, you're the man. Obviously, you can overpower everyone you play with. Obviously, you're the big guy, right? It's almost like he's an Omos you can believe in, meaning he's a big man who can still get taken down, but a big guy who still moves around and sells you on him being that strong. I feel like this was the match where he went out and Sean was like, listen, you go out there and you sell the Dragon for 30 out of the 35 minutes of your match. I want you to sell for 28 minutes of it. And he did. He went out there. He gave it up to Dragon. Dragon hit him once, twice, three, four times over, off the ropes, into the ropes, over the ropes, off the apron, into the ring all day. Had Oba running scared all match. Finally, obviously the last minute and a half, Oba hits the three special. I don't even know if he has a name for that special. Where it's like he picks him up, does like, you know, throws him down the ground. He does like a throwing like power bomb. Love it. Love that. I can't wait to see what they call that. But hits that in the last minute and a half of the match. Boom, 1-2-3. He retains. I'm really hoping that they find a big guy for him. Ultimately, I'm not saying to go back to what I was saying about Dijak. I obviously want him to be NXT champion. He deserves that in the time he's paid. Doing the retribution, getting called back, finding his own gimmick with the, you know, the Dijak gimmick. If Oba's gonna give it up to anybody at Stand Deliver, if he's to put anyone over, I feel like it needs to be Dijak. It definitely needs to be Dijak. Like he deserves that. Give him the North American run, give him like 3-4 months, drop it, and then focus his sights on whoever the NXT champion is. But again, amazing match. I think Shawn Michaels did a great job with that match. The producers did an awesome job making Oba look vulnerable, but still having him strong and obviously still coming out on top and still being the champion. I liked obviously, we talked about it, March 5th, Roadblock. Roadblock's going to be I like how they took that from the main roster, brought it down to NXT. The Roadblock to the road to Stand and Deliver. I like it. Probably get a lot of one contendership matches. I feel like are going to be at that PLE, maybe one or two off of championships. The backstage, you saw Lola and Roxanne, what we were talking about. I feel like that rivalry is kind of going to grow a little bit, see itself at Roadblock and kind of maturate into Stand Deliver, whatever the plans are for Lyra, what's going to happen for her defending her title. If you guys didn't catch it, there was also a vignette for I didn't write it down here. I don't have it in my notes. I apologize. Obviously, right after the show, I got a lot going on, so I'm trying to write everything down. Three faces of a man. The one you show people, the one you show family, the one you show friends, the one you show, you know, friends and family, the ones you show whoever, the ones you love, and the one you don't show anybody. If anyone knows that, that's a Japanese proverb. So could that be the Rainmaker? Could it be? We tweeted about it last Friday. No, we did. Was it Friday? Thursday or Friday, we tweeted about it. All of the Rainmakers shirts were pulled for sale, which is a solid telltale of WWE. The same thing happened with Jay White before when he was in WWE, but when the Vince stuff happened, Jay White, he pivoted right over to AEW, which no one can blame him for. I think WWE with the CM Punk issues and everything else going on, I think I tweeted out, I think when it came down to the final hours in the midnight hour, Nick Khan, I think Paul Levesque, I think they opened the checkbook, they wrote it. Whatever he was looking for, they wrote the check. I think they wrote it. They got him. They got their man. And I think that's the man that's going to be facing Shinsuke at WrestleMania. You might get, you get the vignettes on, on NXT. He'll probably appear at Roadblock. I can't see him appearing. I mean, maybe they might. I mean, he might appear. He maybe appears at Stand Deliver that weekend because that Saturday day. Before the Saturday night one. So maybe that happens. And Shinsuke, if Shinsuke has an open challenge and no, he doesn't have an opponent, obviously that's who it is. So that'd be a little weird for them to do that. But maybe, I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see how they set that up. But I really have a great feeling that WWE and TKO got their man. Then they opened the checkbooks and finally understood like they need to get some serious talent from overseas as well to really kind of blend the product and get people all eyes on them, especially going into WrestleMania. So with that being said, main event time, right? Here we go. So Ela, Trick, there's no words. What a great match. Put on a 5-star match, great storytelling. It was amazing. Obviously, Melo coming down to the ring with Trick. You knew there was, there might have been some mischievous things going on for or against Trick. Ela just looking amazing, doing a great job. I've had the honor of seeing him at Battleground, and I also saw him at Deadline as well. And I'm telling you, this guy, he can go. It was amazing to watch him in action, in matches, and he's a great talent. It's awesome to watch him wrestle. Big spots. The storytelling was amazing. Obviously, you can see there's a lot of the kickouts. When Ela hit a lot of his finishers, a lot of the H bombs. You saw Trick kick out. You saw Melo kind of like, and then kind of turn into a smile for like Trick to see that. But obviously, at the end of the day, Trick's knee couldn't hold up after the outside interference. The ref getting knocked out, Trick getting a 15-20 count. going back to the Attitude Era when the refs could count to 45 and finally the one comes down and gets only a 2 count. So that was awesome. That was awesome to see. But yeah, Ela comes out with the H-bomb. He gets the 1-2-3. And he's had an amazing title run. And I don't know if it's going to be – I mean, maybe at the end of the day, it's a 3-way dance. If you want me, like your early predictions, we're going to have a pod later on in the week talking about what we think is going to happen as far as Roadblock, Stand, Deliver. And, early predictions, obviously when Roadblock comes, we'll get more of an idea of what's going on the weekend of WrestleMania. But definitely there's an opportunity for a 3-way dance. I mean, maybe between Melo, Trick, and Dragunov. I mean, that's it's tough because I feel like somebody's getting called up. it's Melo or Trick is getting called up. Melo, I think, is the one to get called up to the main roster after WrestleMania, whether it be that Monday night or the Friday after. Obviously, having Trick come out, you can tell they're testing the waters. They're obviously not going to be a tag team at this point after that, after tonight. Before I talk about that, let me kind of ruin it for you. If you haven't watched it, stop listening. After the match, Melo stands Trick up. You know, he's my boy. I'll always be here. Trick takes the three steps forward. Melo turns around. And what we've been waiting for I guess a three-month payoff, you know, 3 month payoff after Alexis King and blaming Dragunov. Everybody, we finally know it was obviously Trick Melo. It was obviously Melo attacking Trick. So Melo attacks Trick, takes out his knee, just like he did outside on the interference. And that effectively ends Trick Melo Gang. And Melo is clearly the one who is going to come out and attack Trick. The jealousy angle, getting over more than him, getting the opportunities, all that good stuff. So I'm very excited for that. That's going to be amazing. I think that rivalry is going to be deep. NXT does an amazing job of wrestling. Awesome job of wrestling. But if you watch Raw and SmackDown, you watch CM Punk, you watch Drew McIntyre, this past Friday night, you watch Roman Reigns. The promos cut deep, man. They're personal. They're very personal. They're very deep and they're meaningful. I think with this Melo Trick rivalry going into, I guess it's got to go through Roadblock too, but into Stand Deliver, I would guess that Roadblock would be like some weird tag match or some, like, not to take it from AEW, but some like dealer's choice. Like, I'll pick your opponent, some weird stuff like that. But, I think these promos are going to be deep, personal, meaningful, good, very good. And that's, I think, the one thing that NXT is missing, the edginess. I don't know exactly what the rating's going to be on CW when they go there. I would love to see all three brands across the board. I don't think it's not going to happen with SmackDown because they're staying with USA. I think they're going to have to remain TV PG. I apologize. But I would love to see on the NXT, on the Netflix streaming and also on CW, I would love to see a TV-14 rating. And I don't need blood. I don't need you dropping F-bombs. I don't need, you know, SOB. All that. I just want meaningful words dropped when they need to be dropped and at a proper time to really hit home and really make sense. And that's really what I think was going to happen with Melo and Trick. Going back to the writing days before coming up in the Performance Center, coming up to NXT, you know, Melo sniffing SmackDown, Trick coming into SmackDown. I think it's going to be amazing. Very excited. I think it's going to be awesome. But overall, I'm not one guy. I'm not a Meltzer over here throwing five stars out everywhere. But this is a five star. I'm sorry. This is A+, five star. You throw in, you know, you have the women's match. You end up going that into a triple threat. The way that you migrate, we all knew that Melo was going to be involved somehow in the main event. The way you had him there all, you know, accidentally here and there, like, but him at the end of the day turning on him, but the way it all turned out in the end, I think it was awesome. I think all the matches delivered. It was weird. The first, I feel like the Dusty Rhodes classic match was weird. I don't know if they glossed those ropes. I don't know what happened. A lot of these guys were flailing everywhere. It was weird. I don't know what was going on, but they figured it out. That match was great once they got really rolling and got their feet on the ground, literally. But yeah, that's how we call it. That's how I see it. But it was good. It was good. I believe not going into Twitter right now and seeing what we put out. I believe we were 3 for 3 in our picks, so 500. At least we're not winning. We're not losing. All right. We'll take what we can. amazing PLE. Awesome. Vengeance Day is awesome. Always a favorite to watch, especially coming off of the Royal Rumble, seeing what they have after Deadline. So, yeah, definitely, if you're watching this on YouTube, or definitely, we just started using video, so this is a newer channel, please like, subscribe. If you're listening to us on Spotify, give us a rating, leave a great comment, we'd appreciate it. Yeah, please look forward. We're going to have a Rock Cody pod in the next day or two, and then we'll definitely have one next couple of days as well, going over Raw, SmackDown, and all that good stuff, and also AEW. So, yeah, please, like I said, like, subscribe, give us a comment, give us a 5-star rating. Yeah, if you're not following us already, we're also on Twitter, also on Instagram at ChairShotSports. So definitely give us a follow. We'd love to have you. Until then, this is John Anthony. Talk to you guys soon.